Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhood on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the Fairfax neighbourhood in Los Angeles. Famous for its farmers market, Fairfax is also home to new excellent restaurants and great delis too. Our guide is Monocle's Fernando Augusto Pacheco.
To write a food neighborhood for LA is not easy. As you can probably imagine, the city is so spread out, and that means its iconic eateries are not necessarily cluttered together like in so many other cities. Having said that, I pick Fairfax when it comes to food and drink. The buzzy neighborhood is home to the iconic Cantor's Deli, serving food since 1931. The traditional Jewish deli is 24 hours, which is always a plus, especially with such an extensive list of dishes. My first encounter with Cantor's was during my first visit to the city. I remember me returning from a night out and suddenly realizing I didn't have dinner. So a quick search in the internet told me Cantor's was open day and night and was not too far from where I was staying. I was lucky, because the place is a dream come true, especially if you have a bit of a hangover. Their hearty meals are delicious. I tend to go for their chicken broth and their grilled American cheese sandwich. Right in front of Cantor's, you have John and Vinny's, a modern Italian diner that is always quite busy. Good luck getting a table. But I was curious and decided to book ahead. I'm extremely picky when it comes to my pizzas, but wow, their pizzas are quite magical. A thrilling feel for my senses. Honestly, I could have eaten two, but I've controlled myself. No surprise, the restaurant belonged to the same group as other great LA restaurants such as Trois Familles and Kismet. That pizza. Also at Fairfax is shop destination The Grove. It's kind of an open-air shopping mall that works also as a varied and at times exciting dining destination. For example, there you can try the famous Cronut by chef Dominique Ansel. And they have snacks aplenty at the attached farmer's market. They even have a little bit of a Brazilian barbecue to remind me of home. Overall, the LA food scene did surprise me. It does feel like a city that wants to become a gastronomic destination. While it's not quite up there with New York, London or Paris, it's certainly adding fun on the plate. For Monocle, I'm Fernando Augusto Pacheco.
This has been episode number 115 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Fernando for the tour in Fairfax in Los Angeles. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.